One of the challengers was Henry Red Allen. Red Allen was born in 1908 and died in New York City in 1967. One of the best and brightest young trumpet players. His father, after all, ran a famous brass band in the city from 1907 to 1940. Imagine, that was how long his father's brass band lasted. And Red Allen first got his job when he joined King Oliver's Dixie Syncopators in 1927. He returned to New Orleans to work with pianist Walter Fats Pichon and Fate Marable. But Lauren Watson, a Victor talent scout, signed him as Victor's much-needed answer to Louis Armstrong, and those are the records we're going to hear for most of the rest of the afternoon. So by the early 1930s, Red Allen had established himself was one of the most interesting trumpet soloists in jazz. I'm going to make a little comment here. He has hardly ever been successfully imitated. Lots of imitators of Louis Armstrong and Wild Bill Davidson, but nobody has quite mastered the mental capacity to imitate Mr. Red Allen, as you'll see later on. He goes the unexpected and gets away with it. He's included with the great cornet trumpet men from New Orleans like Freddie Kippett, King Oliver, and Louis himself. But he became perhaps the most original of the early Armstrong-influenced stylists. He went on to become a kind of a link. There is a vague link between Armstrong and Roy Eldridge, and if there is, then it's Red Allen. So we'll hear in 1929 with actually the Louis Russell Band. Allen went on to say, and every member of the band went on to say, these were the happiest times of their lives. This band was the happiest band that any of them had ever played in. And so it's really credit to great Louis Russell, the pianist. The band was made up of J.C. Higginbotham, the powerful trombonist, Albert Nicholas from New Orleans on clarinet, fantastic alto player Charlie Holmes, Will Johnson was the guitarist, and from New Orleans, who else other than George Pops Pastor. Paul Barberin turns up on drums. So here we are in July of 1929. The first one is called It Should Be You. I think you'll enjoy this because it's not the type of trumpet you would expect to hear from a man who was outing to put Louis Armstrong off the stand. But he didn't use any Armstrong material. All this material was original. So here we are in New York, 1929.
Thank you.
the great Louis Russell Band with the great Red Allen on trumpet. And we opened with It Should Be For You.